Hey now, everybody. Welcome back to the Score and More podcast. Pat Stetzer of the Community Media Center with Michael Duffy, Supervisor of Athletics for Carroll County Public Schools. And since we last did a podcast, Mr. Duffy, we've had a lot of excitement in winter sports for Carroll County.
Yes, we have.
This week is a big week. It's been county championship races are sort of coming into full view, and we've got plenty of wrestling postseason already underway and into the regional semifinals and finals. Let's start there. Tuesday was the first round and quarterfinals of regional duels. What did we see on Tuesday?
Well, let's see. We saw
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we saw out of our seven schools, five of them are still alive.
Correct.
The first one to get eliminated was Winters Mill getting eliminated by Century.
I saw that. 2A West, I believe, actually.
2A West, mm-hmm. Correct. They mm-hmm. were out at Damascus, mm-hmm. and they wrestled each other as the 8 and 9 seed, Century being the 8, Winters Mill being the 9. And then the winner, being Century, wrestled Damascus and lost, I believe, 47-33.
That's correct.
14-point match.
That's a quarterfinal round.
And that's a quarterfinal round. Mm-hmm. Westminster, as far as seed-wise, upset Lansdowne.
Yes.
So that put them into the...
That was at 3A North.
Yeah, that put them into the semifinals mm-hmm. Today. Mm-hmm. I believe they're taking on Aberdeen.
I believe that's correct.
And it's at Franklin High School.
Franklin hosts because they're the top seed.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. In 1A North, we've got South Carroll is hosting the semifinals and finals. They're mm-hmm. going to match up with Francis Scott Key as the 1-4 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And Patterson Mill from Harford County upset number 3 seed Ace.
Yep.
So they will take on
Liberty,
mm-hmm. who is the 2 seed. So, yep, you know, we've got Carroll County occupies 3 of those 4 slots. I feel confident that we're going to get a regional championship out of that
too,
region.
I do, too.
And then still the other team still alive out in 2A West
yes.
Is Manchester Valley. They defeated Walkersville on mm-hmm. Tuesday night after Walkersville beat Centennial. So now they're out. They're the number 2 seed in that region. They're going to wrestle Glenelg.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that will likely take on Damascus.
Which
Damascus and
seed.
Hammond
yes.
Matchup. So
Damascus hosting that little mini tournament.
I mean, there's a world in which I can see Carroll County having 3 representatives at the state duels this weekend.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's never happened before. It's possible to have Westminster win that region. I think they can do it. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have talked to Coach Garrett Vandervalk
mm-hmm.
Or communicated with him. I don't want to say I talked to him. We texted back and forth.
It's understood. You talked to him.
Sure. Yeah. And his thing was, yeah, I think we stand a good chance. We have to wrestle for 6 sure. minutes in each match.
Sure.
I think Manchester Valley stands a good chance of competing right with and potentially beating Damascus in 2A West. Damascus is undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
But Man Valley has had a very difficult schedule. They've challenged themselves through the year, and they've done a very good
job. They've risen to the challenge more
Absolutely.
Often than not, yeah.
And, you know, Liberty and Key have had outstanding seasons, but I you know, we've talked about this over and over. I think South Carroll continues to be, you know, the class of the league, and
yes.
They're the best team, and I expect that they'll come out on top in 1A North.
Yeah, and a reminder that they have won the last 2 1A state dual meet championships.
Right.
Looking for a three-peat. I mean, just to tie a bow on that, I mean, we started our winter podcast season by talking about South Carroll and how awesome they were last
yeah.
year. But we had a couple questions about their lineup because they had some young guys taking over for some guys who were obviously tried and true veterans.
Right.
They've answered all those questions so far. There really is not a weak link in their lineup at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, these teams are going to get tougher as we go on to let's say they win the 1A North tonight. They're going to face 2 really tough teams on paper.
Sure.
And the semifinals and the finals. We talked about Middletown already. We assume they'll be there. They have a win against Middletown recently. So I'm just all this to say that South Carroll is sort of all systems are going toward Saturday for being a really exciting day of wrestling and for a chance of South Carroll to have a three-peat in the championship.
Absolutely. And I think, as you eloquently stated,
we did
from the beginning of the season, we said we expect to see South Carroll down at North Point
yes,
High
we did
School
that. Yes, correct.
On February 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I think where we weren't 100% certain would we see a 2A school, and, you know, Man Valley's got that opportunity to be there. We weren't certain. I don't think we were very confident we'd
Agreed.
See a 3A school, but again,
I'm
not trying to put the cart before the horse, but
sure.
Westminster's has a viable chance to be representing the 3A North
mm-hmm.
in the state duels on the state championship. So,
yeah.
You know, it's exciting. It's exciting time for Carroll County. As we said, never seen this before. would be really exciting if it can come to fruition.
They're one of four teams remaining. Like they have a chance to get. They got to this point.
Yes,
is what I was trying to say by beating Lansdowne the other night, and now they'll have to get Aberdeen, and then you would assume Franklin beats Bel Air in the other semifinal, and then it would be West Minnesota Franklin.
Bel Air's quite a team. Bel Air's usually a strong team as well. Okay. So again,
just looking at seeds, but yeah,
absolutely.
You're right. You know
Bel Air. Bel Air's won state duels before.
Yes,
they're consistently a strong team. So I'm not certain that Bel Air doesn't come out. That it's not that it couldn't be Westminster Bel Air both wrestling in Franklin's gym.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Coach Vandervalk said, you know, you got to wrestle 6 minutes in every match.
Yeah.
Westminster, you know, their record, they had a winning overall record this year based on what they've done in some of their duels and regular season matches, but they have a lot of their individual guys and put together some really good seasons. I believe the last time he sent me a stats update, Braden Vaca was 35-1. They have some guys with two or three losses as well. So, you know, they were maybe quietly put together some individual really good performances this year, and that's gotten them to this point. And you need those performances to all come together, what, four times in the postseason to try to win a state championship. It's not easy. It's only been done a handful of times in the history of Carroll County.
You're right in that it's not easy, and I think we consistently talk about how strong Carroll County wrestling is.
And it is.
Exactly. Westminster and Winners Mill were the two bottom teams in the county.
Yeah.
And yet we're talking about Westminster potentially being at state duels. Winners Mill wrestled Century Strong.
Battled them.
You know, that 2A West region is pretty stacked.
Yeah.
You know, and for example, Glenel, who Man Valley is going to wrestle tonight as the three seed, Century just beat him last Friday.
Right.
So Century has a win over the three seed. Granted, their other losses throughout the year are why they were seeded eighth, but they're as good as the team who had only two losses.
Fair.
So Carroll County Wrestling is really is strong this year. We know where our best teams are, but I mean Liberty quietly has had an outstanding season.
Francis Scott Key,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we often, and rightly so, talk about how strong South Carroll is. And Man Valley's, we've said, is a step behind.
Mm-hmm.
And again, rightfully so, both of those teams are outstanding and strong. But I think we need to look at the entirety of the county. And it is strong wrestling this year.
Yeah, right behind that next step down is a lot of teams. You know, South Carroll, Man Valley, and then it's a little bit of a competitive cluster for that third, fourth spot. I mean, like you said, some of the scores might have looked lopsided during the season against the Westminster or Winners Mill. Doesn't take away what those guys have put together throughout the season in parts, and you want to be wrestling your best right now as a team because you want to get to Saturday. And like you said, with five teams still in the mix, you got to at least like the possibility of two, if not maybe even three teams. And that would be awesome to have three teams go to the Waldorf on Saturday.
It would be exciting. And as you mentioned, you know, some of those scores are lopsided. I think that only emphasizes further just how strong South Carroll is.
When we talk
about the strength of the entire county, they had one close match in the county against Man Valley, and that was it.
Yep.
They have dominated.
Yeah.
They give Carroll up, County for the last few years.
Correct. They give up a lot. They give up a lot of 18s. I just remember looking through their 16, 18, and they're scoring in the 50s against the county teams. The one, like you said, was, I don't know, was it an 8-point or a 6-point win by over some South Carroll? Maybe it was eight over Man Valley. Anyway, other than that, South Carroll has passed every test. Now it's not going to get easy. Obviously, going after this, going forward, and you can't have a misstep at this point. You can't have a kid miss weight. You can't have, hey, you know, we need you not to get majored and you get majored, or God forbid you get pinned when you're not supposed to. You know, those things now, those are the things that you're fighting against today, and then if you're lucky enough to advance Saturday. So it's really compressed into these next 2 to 3 bouts that you're going to have, or matches you're going to have, to really see who comes out on top.
Right. It's an exciting time. As a wrestling guy, I love this this part of the year. I'm looking forward to some good wrestling tonight. I'm going to be down in South Carroll.
Yep. Three teams at South Carroll from Carroll County.
Exactly. So, yeah, three at South Carroll, and I'm looking. I'm hopeful to get some score updates.
You'll be paying attention
from
Franklin and Damascus. Of course you will.
And you know, and then I'm looking forward to Saturday because I fully expect. Obviously, we're gonna have one school there, but I'm excited at the possibility of two or three.
Yeah. Why not three? Why not, right?
Tried to be too greedy, but I would certainly like that.
Carroll would represent well. It wouldn't be just you down there representing Carroll County. It'd be you plus a whole bunch of eager wrestlers and coaches and
yes.
and followers of those teams. So, yeah, good luck to all those guys tonight on from that. It's Westminster in the 3A North, Mann Valley in the 2A West, and then Liberty, South Carroll, and FSK in the 1A North. And that's at South Carroll tonight if anybody wants to go watch some wrestling. 5:30, I believe, semifinals on the today, by the way, we're doing this is Thursday, February 8th. I'll take this just because it's right in front of me. There's a cheerleading competition of the winter variety that has a lot of Carroll County schools competing. It's at Hartford Community College this evening, 6 p.m. Looks like Century, FSK, Mann Valley, South Carroll, and Winters Mill all performing for the right to go to the, I believe, the state championships as well.
Correct.
And now I don't know when states is. Is states also Saturday?
I believe it's this coming Tuesday.
Okay, so it's the middle of the week. So
it's
still
Tuesday,
2 days.
The 13th.
Oh, got it. Okay. And you may have to tell me here how many move on. Is it a matter of how many teams are competing?
I believe the top half in each classification move on.
I think I might have that here. Looks like there's a lot of teams in the West region competition. Almost 30 teams. So you have to finish in the top half.
I believe it's the top half. It could be even a little lower than that.
Okay.
But I think what you have is all the classifications there, not just.
You're right. I do.
So
I do.
It works by classification. So
that's
half
correct.
Of them move on.
No, you're right. Okay. I'm sorry. 1A, 2A, and 3A, 4A is 28 teams total. So
two classifications.
Right.
Me.
Two. But no. What you're saying is right though, because that way it's only basically half of that number. So you have to be in the top seven or so
correct.
To advance.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. Yeah. So anyway, those are the teams involved from Carroll, Century, FSK, Mann Valley, South Carroll, Winters Mill. Mann Valley was the county champion in the winter.
That is correct.
And then. Obviously, because of other performances and scoring, the other teams have advanced to the West Region Finals,
right.
which is Hartford Community College, a little bit up the road near Bel Air. It's always a fun trek to go up 95 or parts there unknown to get that way. But for those squads, wish them well. And,
absolutely.
Think they can get to the state level as well. And then I just wanted to also talk about the county basketball county championship races. They're really starting to kind of crystallize now with only a few games left in the county. In fact, some teams are finished. One of those is Manchester Valley's boys. They got to 9-3 in the county with a win over Francis Scott Key last night. Hard-earned win. FSK has not made it easy for CNI. They haven't won a county game this year, but they have made it tough for some of the other teams in the county. So now Mann Valley basically sits back and waits because what happened is there were a couple teams, there were three losses. Well, now there's only two left with three losses. It's Mann Valley and it's Winters Mill. South Carroll beating Liberty last night kind of put the Lions out of reach for that county championship. So they will not be defending their county title. It's going to be basically Winters Mill plays Westminster on Friday.
Yes.
They had a one-point game against each other last week. I think this was the 31st of January, so almost 10 days ago or so. If Winters Mill wins that game, they get to 9-3 as well, and they would share the title because they split their games, and both of their games went to overtime this year, which I thought was pretty fitting to see how competitive this boys' county championship race, just the whole season has been. Another thing we talked about, at the start of our podcast of the winter season, we kind of knew we were going to get. Excuse me, on the girls' side, although it turned out to be Westminster that I believe is going to go ahead and wrap it up again. They need to beat Winters Mill on Friday, and they will be the county champs. We weren't really sure who the boys would be, the boys' county champ would be, because we didn't know which there was one team that was going to rise above, and turns out we were right about that.
Yes.
So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch both of the squads that Winters Mill last won a county title in 2016 on the boys' side, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
Mann Valley's never won one, so this will be Mann Valley's first, and they've already clinched a tie of it by virtue of the head-to-head against Winters Mill. Nobody else has three losses. Everybody else has more than three losses. So hats off to Chris Wonder, and if David Wynn joins him, then it'll be his first county title and Winters Mill's first since 2016. Both those squads playing really good basketball right now.
No, they are. It's really been it's been a fun season to watch from a fan perspective. A lot of really good games, some surprises, obviously.
Sure.
I don't think when we sat out at the beginning of the season, we said, okay, we think Winters Mill and Mann Valley will be competing for that, co-championship.
Yeah, so, we weren't thinking about them at the time. That's correct.
So, yeah, it's fun to see. It's exciting. And, yeah, it's awesome.
And on the girls' side, again, FSK's 9-2. Westminster is 9-2, so even if they both went 10-2, because Westminster beat them twice, they have the head-to-head. So that'd be Westminster's first since 2020.
Okay.
Congrats. Again, they got to win on Friday against – they have to beat Winners Mill tomorrow. They beat them the first time by, I think it's not in front of me. It might have been 9. So Dave Urban's got the Owls playing really, really good basketball. Last Friday's game at Key was sort of the one that put them in the driver's seat.
Right.
It's been the Matty Gassman show all year. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the rest of Westminster's team. They've got good shooters. They've got good defenders. She makes them go. Whatever, she fills that stat sheet almost every night. And so it's been fun to watch her become the leader on that team. And, I mean, I think they've won 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 11. They started 1-2 in the county, and they're 9-2 now, on the verge of capturing the outright county championship.
Yeah, they've played really well. you and I were both there last Friday night. I know it was your game of the week.
Yep.
I was there as a spectator.
You were. They had to come back to win that game.
Yes. I mean, they were down early in the third quarter by, eight or nine
I think
points.
So, yeah.
I feel like it was 31-23, maybe.
Maybe you're right, 9, yeah.
It hasn't been 8. But they were down big, and they just kept chipping away. And when they got a lead, they didn't miss it. Let up.
Relinquish it, yeah.
They really played hard. A lot of hard rebounding.
Yes.
They're not, your prototypical fluid offense.
Sure.
But do a lot of the little things really well. Coach mm-hmm. Urban's done an outstanding – he and his staff have done an outstanding job of building upon the strengths of the team in order to put their girls in positions to be successful, and it's paid off for them.
Yep. Our game of the week this Friday, actually, we had planned it out just because there were still some games to go. We wanted to kind of soak in a Century Liberty experience. We're going to be at Liberty High School. You heard of that rivalry before?
I believe so. I think they've played once or twice.
They have played once or twice, okay. Sometimes three times.
All right.
But it's actually round one of their regular season series is this Friday because of the snow we had earlier in January. Anyway, it's it's Century at Liberty tomorrow night. CM Sportsnet will be there for the game of the week. Doug Goff will be joining me on the broadcast.
Former
longtime South Carolina boys basketball coach. He agreed to help us out, so he's jumping in with me. You and I have seen many Central Liberty games that are in my other profession. We would sit with each other in the stands.
Yes.
We would stand sometimes in the wings and watch those games. We were treated to three awesome games last year. I expect this one to be no different in terms of the atmosphere,
right.
The competitive level. They won't be going after a county title, but I don't think it matters when Century and Liberty play. And again, we talk about rivalries, and there's other rivalries in the county. Other programs have had rivalries. This one's just a little bit different.
It is.
It has been.
It's kind of that neighborhood rivalry.
Yeah.
So many of the players have grown up together. They've played together. They've known each other since they were very young. And it's bragging rights.
No,
it's
absolutely.
The opportunity to, to show that they've got the better team this year. And
right.
it's fun. It's usually a great environment. The fans are engaged, excited.
The gym's full.
The gym tends to be full.
Right.
The coaches are coming with their A game. It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
I envy you. I think it's great. I'm actually going to be at Westminster at Winners Mill for the Westminster Winners Mill game.
I heard you're on scoreboard duty.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I am. So
the perils of being the AD of the county.
I look forward to that. So the Liberty Century rivalry, as far as a basketball rivalry right now, in my opinion, is the top one in the county. It really is just it's kind of what I think other schools may aspire to have as far as a rivalry, and it's fun to watch.
It may actually top my list of rivalries in the county, period, just because, again, I guess it's hard to – you can't really – it's oranges and apples with a fall sport to winter sport to a spring sport because you're in the gym. You're sort of – we're all sort of contained in the gym watching these two teams go at it and their two fan bases go at it. There's not a lot of hate there, which is kind of nice. I mean, again, you want to beat each other's brains out on the court or what it might be. At the end of that game, almost always it's hugs and handshakes and we'll see you next time and we're going to get you next time. And a lot of times there's a third round.
Certainly.
And not too long ago, there was actually 4 1 year with with the way the schedule worked out and they played each other more than – because they played each other in the Christmas tournament, I believe, holiday tournament. So it was 4 times 1 year. But it just brings the best out in both communities, which is actually the one community. It's the same community.
Right. And I think part of what makes it such a good rivalry is it's not one-sided. It's not, okay, Liberty's always winning.
No,
or Century's
right.
always winning. Even within a year, it's not one-sided.
Fair enough.
And when one team may be not as strong as other years and the other is, you can really throw out the records.
Yeah.
It's a unique game. It's a unique rivalry because as soon as they show up, it really is, all right, tonight is – completely separate from the rest of the season.
Yeah, fair.
Let's see where they are.
And almost every year, there's been a couple times where it wasn't, and I guess actually it won't be this year because of the way the classifications are. They would be the first of potentially three.
Correct.
For many years, they planned on seeing each other again in the 2A West for that example,
right.
Regional playoffs. It happened last year for that, and that was fun to watch too. I think each team had like a 20 to something big runs to go back and forth.
Right.
Liberty pulled away and won the game. Talking with George Wonder, who's been Century's coach since the start of the school, which I had this information, just never really thought about it. I was asking him how he thought the season's been going, and obviously there's been some ups and downs. They've had some injuries. They're still 12-5 and 6-4 in the county. Four of their five losses this year have come by 11 points total, combined
wow.
points.
That's
three,
crazy.
3-3-2.
Wow.
One game they lost, Winners Mill beat them Winners Mill beat them 54-46. The other games were all three-point losses, and they lost to Westminster by two. I mean, they'd be right there. You turn
Certainly.
Around two or three of those games, you'd be in the contention for a county title. That's how competitive boys basketball has been in Carroll County, and I expect nothing less than a game that's going to come down to the final few minutes in Liberty's gym on Friday, and then they get to do it again in a few weeks' time at in Century. So
isn't it just next week?
Is it 1 week or a week?
I think it's next week.
Oh, it is. I thought maybe it was.
I could
20th.
Be wrong. You may be right. I know it's coming up soon. It's quick.
It can't be that much
a quick
longer.
Turnaround.
It can't be that much longer.
Yeah, as we've said, it's just a great rivalry. It's an outstanding atmosphere, and it's fun as an observer of sport to watch it.
Wear short sleeves because it's going to be hot in the gym.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. There would be plenty of other games where you go in there and you say, what's this draft? Well, there's no draft when Century and Liberty play each other. And it's also cool because, you know, both gyms aren't the biggest cathedrals we have in Carroll County, so it's packed in tight.
Right.
Every possession is fun to watch. You know, you can hear the chanting and on both sides. I mean, I'm just thinking back to last year. I had to stand over in the neck behind the athletic trainer's table and sort of watch from above the in the playoffs. I wanted to soak it in. I think you might have been on the other side of the gym at that time, but we've sat next to each other and really commented on, man, this is fun. You know, this is great, and you can hardly hear yourself sometimes. No, the stakes won't be quite as high Friday,
right.
But in this game in particular, it doesn't matter. The stakes are always high, no matter what you're. Well, they could be 3-13, and the stakes would be high.
Yeah, bragging rights are some pretty serious stakes,
especially when you live in the same community, the Ellensburg / Sykesville area of Southern Carroll County. I'm looking forward to it. I know you'd be there if you could, but you have pressing matters, and like I said, you can go to round two, not too much down the road. That'll do it, I think, this time around. Because, you know, of course, we have a big one next week, County Championship Wrestling, next Friday and Saturday at the gymnasium in Westminster. We can give you more information on that. And by then, we'll be starting to talk about another thing, reason why these games are big here, too, between now and next week, is there still teams jockeying for regional playoff standings. I mean, there's two seeds to be had and one seeds to kind of lock up, which gives you home games in your gym, and that's what everybody wants. So,
absolutely.
Not because the county races have already been decided by next week. Big games coming up for these teams to try to, again, be playing your best basketball as you go into late February and hopefully early March. So it's a fun time right now in winter sports.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every season, at the end, really just feels like that sprint, and it's all coming to a head in just the next couple weeks. It's an exciting time of the season.
It is. It certainly is. I don't want to forget to shout out some indoor track, though. The regional meets are taking place this week. There's already been I believe the 2A West meet's already taken place.
Correct.
Century Girls captured the championship, so that's a county championship and a regional championship. I think that's three in a row for Century's Girls regionals. Definitely two. I was trying to track it out. The Knights are going well right now with states coming up, President's the couple days after President's Day.
Yeah, the 20th and the 20th and 21st.
Down at the PG Sportsplex, I believe. Yeah.
Correct.
And the other Carroll schools are going down there Saturday, I think, for their meets, which is, I think, 3A West and 1A West, where the other schools are involved. So just like basketball and wrestling, you know, championships are out there for Carroll County. And right now they're doing Century Girls put together a pretty good performance and won the 2A West team title, had some individual wins as well. There were some Winners Mill athletes. I believe there was a girl – high jump and a boys shot put, forgive me, I don't have the names in front of me, individual champs, and then it was a relay for Century Girls as well. So good stuff going on in the world of indoor track. Again, we talk about how their season's so small that every meet is so meaningful. Nothing better than to win a county title and a regional title with a state championship out there in for the possible taking for Century.
Yeah, it is fun. It's great that all the regions are taking place at the Prince George Sports
All
Learning
the same
Complex.
Space. Right, right.
It really is the premier indoor facility in the state. Not that there are very many with which it can
compete. Right.
But it is the best facility, yeah. And it's good that all of our students are competing there for the regions.
Yeah. Well, let's do it again soon, because we got plenty more winter sports in Carroll County to break down, because playoffs are right around the corner for basketball. And you know, after Saturday, wrestling really shifts focus to individual.
Yes.
I know girls can win a team title down the road, but we can get into that. But it's individual for the co-ed side the rest of the way, and that's a whole new animal that they can gird up for. And it begins next Saturday for varsity anyway with the county championships. And Mr. Duffy and I will have more information about that. Whew, take a breath. That was a lot to get in, but hey, man, there's a lot of information for Carroll. It's at least it's not we have one team in the playoffs, right. And there's not much to talk about. Plenty to talk about in the Carroll County Athletic League. And until we do it again, I'm Pat Stetzer,
and I'm Michael Duffy,
and this has been The Score
and More.